from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I get an awful lot of music, but it's always nice to reach out to people and musicians I really love. Jens Lechman is one who has made a couple of records, especially this year's new CD. And the name of the record, Jens, is?
Night Falls Over Kortedala.
And Kortedala is a town?
It's a little suburb outside of Gothenburg in Sweden.
And Jens is here today. He's going to play DJ for us, pick some music that I am sure I'm not going to know. And we'll talk about some of the music you've put out. You're doing a tour in the United States. Are you listening to U.S. radio at all?
Well, this tour has just started, but I think last time we listened to NPR a little bit and some of those late night talk shows. I don't know, driving through some of the more lonelier highways, we picked up some crazy stuff here and there.
Is there any music you got turned on to in your last trip?
Not on the radio necessarily, yeah. No.
That's pretty much true of the radio these days, by the way.
Yeah,
so I don't feel so
I prefer to hear people talking on the radio.
Why is that?
For some reason, I think I've sort of fallen in love with the spoken word rather than the singing. But that's a long story. I don't know if I should go into that.
For folks who don't know you, let me start with playing some of your music and something from the new CD.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of favorite tracks. I picked, let's go with track 6, which is I'm Leaving You Because I Don't Love You, is a full title. No parentheses around the Because I Don't Love You or anything like that.
No, that's the full title.
Yeah, it's full title.
I am leaving you because I don't love you. I am leaving you because I don't love you. Oh, it's the knowledge, it's the knowledge, it's the knowledge of future clarity that makes my voice tremble with greater dignity. That I just could not hold. So you pick up your asthma inhaler and put it against your lips. Oh, those lips of love that I was dreaming of, they're still red and soft. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough.
There's an awful lot going on in that song, but I want to just congratulate you for making a love song with the asthma inhaler. I don't think anyone's ever quite done that before. I hear in that song, it's a song, I think it was a Fifth Dimension. Bill, what's that song? Come On Bill. What is the name of that? Paris, do you know the name of that song? Won't You Marry Me, Bill? Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis, that's who it was. I couldn't get it. Paris, our engineer, just rescued me. Do you know Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis?
No. Okay. Never heard of them.
And the Fifth Dimension, you must know the group The Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, and, I don't think I listened to
it. Jimmy Webb.
Jimmy Webb, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so they're all sort of weaved together in this pop pastiche that makes music a lot bigger than it ought to probably be in some ways. Without, I'm not insulting the music. I quite love what they do with the music, but you do that. I mean, could you list some of the sounds that were in that song? I mean, obviously that incredible harp, right?
Well, there's the Tough Alliance, for example. My friends from Sweden, which is basically the structure of the whole song. The song actually started as a remix on one of their songs, Take No Heroes, and I was working on this remix, and it didn't really work out. It just didn't sound like it suited them, and after a while I just realized that I could turn it into one of my songs instead.
And what do you think makes a song your song?
I don't know, actually. Yeah. It's definitely more in the stories, I think, rather than the music. But there is a contrast between the music and the stories that I like to, that is sometimes not intentional, but I realize it when the song is finished, that there is a nice contrast there.
What happens for me as a listener is I get sucked into this grand love story of some sort, but it's got so many twists and turns that often will make me laugh out loud. Mm. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. That's okay.
Because it certainly does. And they're so much bigger than they probably ought to be, because in fact, many of your words are fairly pedestrian, right?
And, yes.
But there's lots of big stuff going on behind them. Mm. I think that's a characteristic I would think about if I thought about describing your music.
Well, I write songs a lot of times to convince myself that this is the way that things should be, or this is the way I want to feel about something. And I find it hard sometimes to convince myself if I just have a piano or an out-of-tune guitar. It doesn't really work for me. It doesn't really convince me. Mm-hmm. So I need all those strings.
And it makes it more real, you think?
Yeah. You know, it's just a question of making myself believe what I want to believe, I think.
Do other artists make you believe what they're believing? And is there music that you love, that you hear, that, yeah, you totally believe these folks that, and their stories?
Yeah, definitely.
Got a couple in mind.
Well, I mean, the Tough Alliance, for example, TTA, that I mentioned before.
And you're saying Toffel Irons?
No, the Tough Alliance.
Tough.
It's a silly name. I don't know. Most people call them TTA, but okay. They're an amazing band. Okay. Just two guys from Sweden who've been putting out music on their own label.
Do you have any of that on your iPod? We've got your iPod.
It's coming up later, yes.
Well, let's let it come up now. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, pick me a cut from this band, because now I'm really curious.
Well, there's the song that I was planning on playing. It's called Silly Crimes.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite songs by them.
Tough Alliance?
Did yes.
I get it right this time? Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. So that's one cut of their music. How does that fit in? How would you describe them? If I'm only hearing this one cut, is that pretty typical of what the Tough Alliance does?
Yeah, sort of what they're sounding like these days. There are all those little things. Like, I don't know if that's a pigeon or something in there going, woo, 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 woo. I love that sound.
We won't tell PETA, though.
Yeah. But there's, I think that song is about, when they showed up in Sweden, they were quite provocative for some time. They used to perform playback, just singing on top of their own songs, basically. Uh-huh. And a lot of times it just ended up with big riots on stage, and stages what? Collapsed and stuff like that. And I think...
Were people angry? I'm not sure I'm getting what...
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, but it just agitated. Seemed like people were actually really upset. it had to do with they were just very, very self-confident when they were on stage. And I don't know, like probably a lot like Jesus and Mary Chain when they started playing their early 10-minute shows. They only play for 10 minutes.
I see. That would get you angry.
Yeah.
If you came to a club to see.
Well, some people were pretty upset with that. They didn't play their own instrument. And I think what they're singing about here is that they were being known for as provocative for something that was quite silly. They were doing time for silly crimes. And I'm not sure, but they've really been the most influential act in Sweden the last 3 years, I think, together with bands like The Knife, for example.
Do you like them?
I love them. I love their approach to pop music. And they have their own label called Sincerely Yours, where they sometimes release records, sometimes they put out something that is almost like a concept. Sometimes they put out a bulletproof vest in one copy, or always with a thought behind it. And it's very artistic and very pretentious, but it really inspires me. And I love them.
And you were
talking about badminton with one of them also. That's why I love it.
People actually play badminton. You buried the lead. Not that you play badminton with the knife. It's that you play badminton.
Yeah.
Which, you know. You see those things in the toy stores a lot here in America, but not the, yeah, anyway. But you talked about contrast in music earlier, and the knife have that too. It's sometimes deadly serious, and then the lyrics are a riot on top. Is that what the kind of contrast that you're thinking of?
I was thinking more in when it comes to my songs, there is a contrast that I sometimes don't think about between the what you call the lyrics were being almost a bit pedestrian, as you said, and the arrangements being a bit, you know, larger than life. Almost.
A bit grand, yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't really analyzed that myself, so I don't have that much to say about it, but it's something that I find interesting in the end, because sometimes I don't even know what direction a song is going in, and I hear it later on. I haven't listened to that song, for example, I'm Leaving You, that we played before for a very long time, and I haven't really reflected on it, but now, yeah.
I'm going to pick another one of yours. This, again, is one of those... this is like a good book, this song, for me, and it the story is so fantastic. I don't care whether it's true. I assume it's not, but I loved it, and this is the Postcard 2, Nina. If we play some of that, I'd be delighted.
A sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you want to love a woman. Nina, I can be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fix? Father puts on my record. He says, so tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say, yeah, New York is nice that time of year. Almost as green as it is here. He's says I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun, and the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic heart is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love, but Nina, what were you thinking of?
Could you repeat that figs line for me? Because do you know how past the figs?
Let's see.
Kicking my legs.
Stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the figs? Yes.
I don't know why that just works so well. It's such an absurd moment, and again, it's that sort of pedestrian sort of thing, you know.
Mm.
The whole thing with her, you and her dad, and it's good. Pick me a song. Turn me on to something that you brought with you.
All right. Well, this is a song. I actually don't know who they are, but I think they're a bunch of kids somewhere. They took a sample from one of my songs, or they sampled my song, and then they did a little thing on top of that, and it's so beautiful, so amazing. I love this. It's they're called the Rapper's Delight Club, and the song is called When We Were Kids.
Great.
Hey rappers, we're getting older and older, and life is getting harder. We can't just sit and eat Lunchables with hot dogs anymore. We gotta eat salads. But today, let's just relax and talk about what it's like when we were kids.
Let's kick it like back in the day.
There's a lot of things I like about being a kid. I like my family and friends, but that is not it. I like to go to the mall to get some little toys. My mom said I can't be like any boy. That's right, like the Black Panther, cause I fight for my rights. When I rap a genre, like McQuarrie. I don't care what you say. So it's MC Ace in the place with the quick pace and my angry face. When you go up, I'll be a monster truck driver. I'm a wild survivor, healthy and strong because I eat so much fiber. Yo, I feed people like Frederick Douglass. I eat other rappers like some chicken nuggets. Super girl and spider girl are in a competition. I just wonder who will win the demolition. Either way, I'm the judge.
So what was it that they took of your song? Which part?
They took my little trumpet melody and the people sharing, and it's from my song A Sweet Summer's Night on Hammer Hill.
Do you have any clue of how they found you and your music?
I don't know, but I'm so flattered, and I love the idea that they've sampled me. I think I've sampled something in that song, and
yes.
It's turning into this like sample, it just keeps on going. Like, well,
these folks apparently are from Silver Spring, Maryland, which is just a few miles from here and where I live, so I'm gonna find out who these people are and how they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, apparently it's some kind of daycare program. But I love the little stories that, or the rap about how they like pizza and like to skateboard and they're 5 years old and all that. Yeah, it's great.
Is there a scene in where you are that you feel attached to, or you just do what you do and so be it? I mean, you told me your friends, you mentioned the Knife. Do you all feel any kind of connection to one another? Do you see one another? You live near one another? I'm trying to get the picture of, are there clubs you all go to? Are there radio stations you all listen to in common? Paint me a picture a little bit about.
I've never felt that connected to a Swedish scene or a Gothenburg scene, really, because I grew up slightly outside of Gothenburg, and I didn't used to go to that many clubs. But there are certain people there that I feel connected to, like TTA, the Tough Alliance, and El Pedro del Mar. I don't know if you're familiar with her, and a couple of others. But I wouldn't say that I feel connected to the scene, really.
I was admiring your the fetish object, the 160 gigabyte iPod, and you said, "Well, I'm moving to Australia, and so I can't move my record collection." Why are you moving to Australia?
I think I need to get some perspective on things, and I have a lot of friends there, I don't know why it turned out to be Australia. Probably because it's so far as far away from Sweden as you can get. I don't have anything against Sweden, but I just never took that trip, spent that year abroad that all my friends did after high school, you know.
What are you in your mid 20s, 25, 26?
Exactly, yeah. So I think I need to do that now and just be somewhere where I can get some perspective on things. And I've never felt at home in Kortedala, for example, and I don't know where my home is, and I think I need to find that out.
What will you carry with you? You got this iPod. Will you, musical instrument wise, what's your studio like? Are you carrying Cartonet with you? What's your studio like?
It's just a laptop and a mic.
What software do you use?
I use just whatever is working at the moment. I don't know. My laptop has not been working well lately.
Well, maybe when you move, you can you get a new one.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how the tour goes.
How do you pull off what you're doing live, and especially if your laptop's not working? What's your band, or is there a band? Or
there is a band, and it's pretty big right now. We're 8 people, including me. So, and there's another guy handling the samples.
So, what are the 8? You don't have to name everybody's name, but what instrumentation? I just want to get a picture of what's on
we
stage
have
with you.
Brass and strings and flutes and accordions, drums and bass, and the guy on samples, Victor, and he has this little octopad. It looks really silly. It looks like he's in Linkin Park or something. You know, it's really, yeah, I want to cover that up, but he's doing a very good job.
That's great. And the samples with the real stuff always makes it all work so much better. I think that's good. Pick me another tune.
What was this one? Oh, yeah, we're going to listen to a band from Turkey, two girls called Kim Kyo.
And you know anything more about them?
They're from Istanbul, and I think they play bass guitar and keyboard. That's their only instrumentation. There's just something about the melodies that is, to me, it sounds slightly like it would be a Turkish kind of melody, but I don't know anything about that, and I that's just what I'm imagining. They're quite exotic to me, but at the same time, just amazing songwriters.
Okay, so let's listen to Dogrel Kim Kyo, and however we pronounce it, I apologize to all the Turks. Put all these cuts up online in their entirety. I'm trying to find some common thread in this wonderful music you're picking, because none of these pieces of music have I ever heard of, even though one of them was probably made 3 miles from where I live. I love to do this, and so if I'm completely off base, help me. Mm. But there's a beautiful innocence to the things that seem to attract you. Mm. Very, very playful. The melodies and the instrumentation often sound lopsided. Do you know they
lopsided?
Well, off kilter, like they should go like down a straight path, but they kind of go, they weave and
right,
so instead of a note going, making a nice bah, it'll go you know.
there's
something, and that happened in a couple of the tunes now, and in your stuff, you do this amazing thing, and I didn't ask you when we played the Nina thing, it happens in a bunch of your songs where it modulates to another key in a way that's not humanly, doesn't seem humanly possible. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Oh, gosh. I need to find it now. So could we go back to the Nina song? Go in about a minute and a half. This is cut four. And because I've been wanting to ask you this since the first time I ever heard it. And it happens a couple times on your CD.
Yeah.
He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, God.
There it is. What the heck? What the heck was that? Roll back. Let's rewind 1 second. One more time.
Here it comes again. Oh, God. What have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun.
And it's this thing that's going, and the rest of the song's going forward straight, and this note just bends, and it makes you feel like you're going to fall off a building. What are you doing? Do you know?
It's a simple thing that you can do with a computer. It's just a pitch kind of...
Just pitch bend?
Pitch bend, it's what it's called. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I love it.
There's no philosophy behind it, why I do it, really. It's just... But it's something that you... It's hard to do that in a live situation or in a, you know, in a, with an acoustic instrument. You can't really do that.
Well, where I first think I heard this effect, and now it just hit me, is when I would play an album on my turntable, and then I'd pick up the album and go play a 45 and forget to change the speed, and the record started, and then I'd turn it on to 45 and it would lunge forward. Well, that's the feeling I get. Makes me feel good.
Good. I'm glad you feel good.
Thanks for doing this today. I'm going to take us out on a song called Arms Around Me. Anything you want to tell me about this another romantic bit?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm moving to Australia, actually. That song was immensely popular in Australia for some reason. I just played it on a tiny guitar when I came down there on a radio station. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I was playing shows and no one cared about me playing Black Cab or any of those old hits. They just wanted to hear that song. And it just grew out of proportion and made me a superstar in Australia.
well, good luck in your new home.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thanks.
Jens Lekman talking to us about his new record, and it is called Night Falls Over Kortedala. Thank you. And Jens is maybe playing in a town near you, so check your schedule. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Slicing up an avocado when you came up behind me with your silent brand new sneakers. Your reflection I did not see. It was the hottest day in August. We were heading for the sea. For a second my mind started drifting. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around me. Blood spraying on the kitchen. What's this I've time to fake? I see the tip of my index finger. My mind is slowly creating a lake. From your mouth speaks your lovely voice, the softest words ever spoken. What's broken can always be fixed. What's fixed will always be broken. You put your arms around me. You put your must have passed out on the porch. Dreamt I was carried in a kangaroo's pouch. When I wake up, I'm in the waiting room on a dirty hospital couch. My hand is wrapped in toilet paper and my body's wrapped in debris. You're sitting next to me reading a paper. I put your arm on